Last show was me looking back over 198 episodes, so it's changed quite a bit.
But see, that's a good thing, I think. If you did the changing. Same thing every week, you'd be boring.
Well, it works for Big Fatty.
Yes, but see, that's true. But Big Fatty, the way he does it, is okay. If you did it, you'd be boring.
People expect that from Big Fatty, though.
Exactly. He's always a train wreck.
But he's such a sweetheart, though.
He's a lovable train wreck.
Yes, and he missed you so much at Pride 48.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's a lovable train wreck.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3360 of the BFO for Wednesday the 25th of November 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'll tell you about my day, and we're going to announce the winner of the quarantine content contest, Big Fatty. One monthers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Yo, your one monthers. Oh, yo. Your one monthers, because your one month from today is, y'all, it's grandma. Big Fatty, where did the time go? Well, it mainly went with everybody staying home and being miserable, and now we just throw the holiday stress in on top of it. Big Fatty, does it get any better than that? Is that not just the perfect way for 2020 to go? See you. Thank you for calling. See y'all today, the 25th of November. Y'all, it's a very important celebration. Celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person on many, many occasions, and normally it's around this time of year when I see him. He's part of the Podcasters of America, the Hatlanta Bureau, he's just as sweet a person as you'll ever meet, y'all. Always see him at the Colon Aid holiday dinner, but y'all, I'm afraid that's not going to be able to happen this year because of the colonial virus, and he used to have his own little show, and he just said to hell with it. That's exact. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about, of course, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, in fact. Y'all, it's that terminally single Tim. Yes, Big Fatty, and the baby's arm. It's true. So, if you see terminally single Tim on the Twitter or the Facebook, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday to you!
Yeah, I guess y'all, our census today comes to us from Mr. Mike. 1972, I say Chu. Y'all, he lives in Mexico in the future. He's a semi-lurker, been listening to the BFO since day one. Big Fatty, poor thing. His favorite segment is Axe Big Fatty. What would he change? He says nothing. It's perfect the way it is. Yes, Big Fatty, a train wreck indeed. He's called the voice letter number, been to many Pride 48 events, but never utilized a special chair as far as sharting himself. He says, I had a slight upset stomach while traveling back from Vancouver, B.C. I had some urgency to make it home. However, pulling into the driveway, all hell. No, I have to finish it in a second.
The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Shot attack and the happy music, does it get any better? I don't think so, but let's go back and read Mr. Mike's sharting details. He says, I had a slight upset stomach while traveling back from the Vancouver, B.C. I had some urgency to make it home. However, pulling into the driveway, all hell broke loose, and I shit my pants in the car. Well, I lifted my ass off the car seat to thankfully contain the mess in my underwear and pants. Again, I was very thankful that no one else was in my apartment lobby or riding the elevator to my floor. I did a complete clean up in the shower. Mr. Mike, thank you so much for that. That's lovely. That is just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like this time of year, filling the stockings. Yeah. And y'all, Montandee is Tamari's little census. Now, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I just watched the new, no, Young Nicholas stopped by, and we kind of caught up a little bit, he was critiquing his crema decorating skills, and y'all, they're really quite. He really did a fine job, and y'all, I'm happy to report that my garlands that I put on the columns of the villa met with his approval, although he about shat himself when he heard what I had to pay for them. But anyway, let's see, what was I saying? After he left, Y'all, I fixed some soup, okay? Ready? Here we go, heading downtown.
When you're alone and life's making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Well, y'all, I cleaned out my refrigerator over the weekend, and y'all, last night, I was looking in it, and I went, where did I put the two bottles of wine that Granny got when we went to the Biltmore house? Y'all, I looked and looked and looked. Y'all, I went out to the garbage. I looked through the garbage. Y'all, I looked through the recycling. Y'all, they were not to be found. And y'all, I came back in the house and I said, oh, that's right. I now am keeping them in the door of the icebox.
Everything's waiting for.
Y'all, honest to goodness, I went through the garbage and the recycling, and anyway, y'all, it gets worse. Y'all, I Y'all, it was cold. It was cold on Monday night, and y'all, I had the windows open, but y'all, I had the electric camisole turned up too high, and I tossed and turned, and I finally got up and watched the beginning of that Stephen Colbert, and y'all, I needed to comfort myself. Yes, Big Fatty. So I had some crema cookies, cookeries, and y'all, it comforted me. And so I went back to sleep, and y'all, I did. I finally went to sleep, and y'all, I slept so hard. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a side effect of that medicine. No, not a rat. Well, I was kind of a rat. Anyway, y'all woke up about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. No, it was earlier than that. It was 6:30 a.m. in the morning. And I got up, and y'all, I'm happy to report that y'all, after the man fixed the refrigerator, he left, and I went to fill up my cup full of water, and it wasn't working. I couldn't believe it. So, y'all, I kind of fiddled around with the filter, and it started working again. And then the ice maker's working. So, y'all, I'm happy as a pig in shit. Ready? But anyway, got up, had my breakfast, had my coffee, did my Sudoku, and I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. My touch-up paint for my share came in, so I've touched up the scratches from the glass door calamity over the weekend, and y'all, my solid's gone bad, and so I needed some more solid, and I said, you know, I think I'd rather go Tuesday than on hump day, the day before Spanksgiving. Y'all, that's never a good time to be in the shops. And so y'all, I picked up some solid. I had got some more Chex Mix since it was on sale. Got some crackers. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the old people love a cracker. And what else did I get? Got some more Brussels sprouts. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the old folks love to toot it up, right, Dr. Stone? And there were several other. Oh, I got another carton of the eggnog. So y'all, I think I'm set. I think I'm set. I went and got my hairs cut. It was not bad at the barbershop at all. But y'all, it was driving me crazy. And so I've done that. And then I came back home, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's like I've forgotten how to do a coupon. I had to buy my sister-in-law a celebration of exiting the birth canal card. Y'all, they had the Asian solid on sale, so I got a couple of bags of that. I already mentioned the cone checks and the rice checks and the eggnog and the crackers and the Brussels sprouts. Oh, y'all, I got the Sara Lee cheesecake. Was on sale, buy one get one free, so I got one of those. I thought I'd have that as a little sweet something for my turkey day dessert. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely. Now, y'all, we are beyond the 5 p.m. in the evening mark here in Fat Acres, and so y'all, the contest, the Miss Bacon contest, is closed. And y'all, I will say this, didn't have lots of entries, but the ones that did enter, you know, that just means that they've got a better chance of winning. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, before we announce who the winner is, Miss Bacon called in for a little congratulations message. Let's take a look. A look? Beep! Fatty. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Hey, Fart Bacon. Just wanted to tell everyone who participated in the Quarantine Corner contest, content, whatever I named it, thanks for participating. So hope everyone has a great rest of the week, and Merry Krimma. Now you got to go over and do that other contest before December 1st. Hello. Woodhaven.
Well, babe, yes, y'all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for sponsoring this, and y'all, there's a cash prize, a cash money prize. Now, y'all, we only had 13 entries. How appropriate for 2020 that the luckiest number of them all would be the one that that was the entry number. So y'all, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna axe my telephone to give me a number between 1 and 13, and we'll see which number it comes up with. Here we go. Hey Siri, give me a random number between 1 and 13.
A random number between 1 and 13 is 3.
All right. Well, y'all, Siri has selected number 3. Now I need to go over and take a look at the spreadsheet. And y'all, the spreadsheet says that our winner is none other than Steve the Tater. Big, very Steve the Tater. It's true. And Steve the Tater, get in touch with Miss Bacon, and she will work out the details on giving you your cash prize. You know, the cash money from the ATM machine. Yes, Big Betty, congratulations, Tater. And y'all, Steve the Tater entered once each week during the contest, and y'all, we had a total of 5 e-letters that came in, and 8 voice letters. And y'all, Tamari, for the Spanksgiving show, I am going to play the voice letters, and I'm going to read the e-letters of all the contestants. So y'all, you can look forward to that. And if you don't want to listen to it, then go stuff your pie hole, bae. Penny, but you can stuff your pie hole while you listen. Yes, because it'd be lovely. And y'all, just speaking of Spanksgiving, y'all, y'all, did you take your turkey out of the freezer yet? Yes, Penny, y'all, mine has been out. I've taken out my Jimmy Dean sage flavored sausage from a dressing. I've got my Brussels sprouts ready to go. What else? Gotta get my cornbread made, and y'all, I think I'm gonna have the mashed cauliflower also, and you know, then we've got that. Yes, Big Fatty, the cheesecake. We love a cheesecake. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and you know, oh dear God, I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, if you can avoid going to the stores and all, do that. Y'all, be safe. Be safe this holiday weekend. Be safe and smart. That's all Big Fatty has got to say. By the way, y'all, I'm happy to report I have 0 redness and no pain in my eye. Big Fatty, you just got the red ass now. Well, I guess. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Terminally Single Tim. I think that was one of his Table for One little shows. And Tim, what do you like best about Big Fatty?
He's a lovable train wreck.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty, a lovable train wreck. That's you?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.